Let's talk a little bit more about some decision-making environments. And in order to get there, we have to start off with how we're going to define our choices. Our choices, it's probably best to think of them as elements on a menu. And the environments will go ahead and give you what kind of restrictions that you're going to have on this menu of choices. So let's start with the most general of all environments, which is going to refer to as unconstrained choice. And with unconstrained choice, what you can visualize is that you have a list of projects that you have available to you. You can have things like replace the roof, replace the windows, add wall insulation, add ceiling insulation, get a new air conditioner, and those are those menu items that are available to you. Now, for unconstrained choice, what you're able to do is choose as many of those individual items as you wish, but not two of any one item. And that's a crucial restriction. So you can't find something that's really, really, really good, like adding in some ceiling insulation, and then just quadruple it and say, or infinity it, and say, well, here are the investments that we're going to make. It's just not something which is in the cards for us. So for unconstrained choice, it is choose as many of the menu items as you wish, but no more than one of any given item. Now, the second environment that we're going to use, and there are going to be several more that come after this, are going to be something that's called the exclusive choice criteria. And what you're doing with exclusive choice is you're trying to choose that one best option from the menu that's available to you. Now, a nice way of thinking about this is if you have your choices of this particular model of air conditioner, or this other model of air conditioner, or this other model, or this other model. And what you're doing is you're picking the best model to fit in that spot, and that's what we mean by exclusive choice. Now, one of the ways that you can think about using exclusive choice is you can also use it for count. So, for example, option A could be get one. Option B could be get two. Option B could be get three, and so on down the line. And you can use the exclusive choice criteria in order to say, well, clearly we should get five of them, and that's going to be our best choice. So that's the first couple of environments that we're going to use. Later on, we'll expand the environments to things which are slightly more complicated, and we'll start talking about what happens when we put restrictions on the amount of dollars that you can invest, because we haven't done it in either one of these two cases. It all has to do with the count of the investments that's available. And we'll also have another environment where we have our funds are not all priced at the same amount, and that'll be the increasing cost of funds environment. And that's something that we'll handle later. But for the introduction to our choice criteria, we are going to stick with these two basic environments. Unconstrained choice, choose as many assets as you wish, but no more than one of any given asset. And exclusive choice, where you pick just one of those choices there, at most one.